Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Most regular size slices of pizza you'd ever had at once, Amber.
The most regular size? Well,
regular size. No, the small sizes.
So I've never met a pizza I don't like, Chris Carlin. Pizza is my favorite food. It is an irresistible food to me. And I studied abroad in France when I was a teenager, when I was in high school for a summer. Ooh. And the food that was served to us abroad, I'm sure the food in France is lovely. I mean, I've been back there as an adult, but like you have to have money, right? At the university, it was very, very different than the food in America that I was used to at the time. So we were like starving because we were just scared of all the food. Anyway, so long story short, on one of the last days there, we found a Pizza Hut not far from the university. It was a straight up Pizza Hut, like America. Yeah. It was the most glorious find when you are living in Dijon, France, like I was at the time. And I ended up eating an entire large pizza to myself because I had an eating contest with another student, an entire large pizza. Now, given their larges over there were like our mediums over here, but I did take down like an entire medium pizza by myself. I don't know if I could do that today, but when I was 17, I was able to do it and get away with it a little bit easier than I can.
Nice. Hashtag respect right there. Well done. Yes. Well done. I won't even try to put a number on it for me.
Now, I'm not stealing five pieces of pizza from work in front of people and hoping they don't notice, but I could easily take down five pizzas of pizza if I was
I was naive at the time. I don't know why I was thinking they weren't going to be watching, but they were, and they were.
The beginning of that intro, by the way, with the cake. Who was that? Whose voice was that?
That was Hembo.
That was Hembo.
That was Hembo. Because there was a cake that morning at South Street Seaport, and he kept going back.
Oh, and Hembo
and just grabbing
spooning
pieces.
It into his mouth. Like at one point, he said that he was just taking a fork to it. That is,
yes.
That's heinous behavior.
Yes, and the fact that I let that go was absurd. I it was one of those things. He just snuck it in there, and I did not follow up on it. Terrible job by me. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Amber Wilson is in for Chris Canty, honeymooning at the moment, and we of course are presented by our good friends at Progressive Insurance. Amber, this morning, I'm going through some of our notes, and you come across one in particular that I thought was interesting and appropriate considering how we view quarterbacks now. In each of the last four Super Bowls, we have had a starting quarterback in the game who is 26 and under, and even potentially, except for Mahomes, I think in his second year that he made it to the Super Bowl, was on his rookie deal, which is really impressive when you think about that. It's Burrow twice. It's Mahomes. So when you think about that, we always hear NFL executives and the thought now that it's so important to try to win when a quarterback is on his rookie deal because you're not paying him yet and you can go surround him with great players. If you truly think about, like, even 2018, it would have been Carson, or 2018 Super Bowl after the 2017 season, it would have been Carson Wentz on his rookie deal, and that's why the Eagles were able to go and do so many things that they were able to do and add to that. And they're in that situation now in Jalen Hurts. So the question now is, you've got 12 teams in the league who have a starting quarterback under 26 years old, and I think it's probably about 9 or 10 of them that are on their rookie deals. Who's most likely to get there, or in Joe Burrow's case, get back there?
Yeah, so the rookie deal's key, right? I mean, we even just saw it with the Chiefs. Like, they paid Mahomes, so now he's not on the rookie deal, so then they couldn't end up paying Tyreek Hill what the market was dictating he was worth. So getting your guy on a rookie deal and him being able to capitalize on it and you being able to build around him, I mean, a quarterback in that position, I think an obvious one here would be Justin Herbert. Now, they don't make a postseason last season, so they've got a lot of room to make up. But we believe, I think all of us, that Chargers team really improved in the offseason, particularly defensively. Justin Herbert looks like the sky's the limit for him as a quarterback. So I think he would be one of those guys. He could be the next Joe Burrow, so to speak. Jalen, you mentioned Jalen. I mean, he is on the rookie deal. He is under 26. That is a very good Eagles team. I am a Jalen Hurts person. Like, I'm rooting for him. I want him to do well. I hope he is the future there. In Philly, I've always been high on Jalen Hurts. I don't know if I'm so high on Jalen Hurts, though, that I feel like...
You're more skeptical of him.
I just don't feel like the Eagles are... Like, I don't... Like, there's a difference to me, I guess, of being high on a player and then also talking Super Bowl with a player, right. You know? And I have a hard time getting there with Jalen Hurts yet at this point. I mean, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Davis Mills, none of those guys are in a position. I'm not going to put Mac Jones in that conversation. I also don't think that Patriots team is good enough. I want to do Tua. I have a hard time doing it. Super Bowl. I mean, listen. Let's just start by winning a playoff game, Dolphins, and for the first time in a couple decades, and then we can talk Super Bowl maybe the following year. Trey Lance, I think, is an interesting one. Yeah. I think Trey Lance and Justin Herbert would probably be top of my list outside of Joe Burrow. Obviously, we've already seen Burrow do it. Trey Lance and Justin Herbert, I have no idea if Trey Lance is great at playing football. Frankly, I've seen so little of it from him as a starter in the NFL, but I know that team around him is great. So I know he's in a position to do it. I know Justin Herbert's great. I don't know if that Chargers team around him is as good as that 49ers team, but those would be my two guys.
If I had to go at this, I'm jumping all over Jalen Hurts here. I really am. Just an early preview. I have the Eagles going to the Super Bowl this year because it's twofold. Number one, they're starting to make those kind of moves around him. Number two, I'm a big believer in his being able to take that step to the next level, considering what they have done around him and what that offensive line looks like. I would pick Burrow to get back there again because they have done what they needed to do to really improve the offensive line in front of him. I mean, they made Ted Karras a captain with the Bengals, and this is a guy that just walked in the door in signing in the offseason, and that tells you what the respect level is there. I want to pick Justin Herbert in the worst way. I really do, Amber. They've got a lot to work with around him. I just feel like that division is going to just beat itself up. I think they're going to beat the daylights out of one another. And I wonder if it's just going to end up ultimately damaging him either in terms of the record or even just physically the level of play that we're going to see in the AFC West this year. Not even physically, but emotionally too, taking a lot out of you just to get out of that division. I know that sounds a little bit kooky, but as much as it can do that to you to begin with, I could think it could do it even more with a division like that.
It definitely feels safer to choose an NFC team and an NFC quarterback here than it does one that plays in the AFC. The only player I think that we haven't mentioned in this situation, by the way, is Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, we haven't. And probably with good reason, because I don't think the Jaguars are going anywhere anytime soon. I'll give you this. Trevor Lawrence is going to be that guy this year, Amber. Trevor Lawrence is going to play like we expected him to play after a disastrous year one. And it wasn't his fault, but some of it is his fault. I expect him to play big this year.
He better. He got a pass last season. He won't get a pass this one.
Absolutely not. It is Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. In just moments, I was about to take our call who had been patient, but a bad job by me. I didn't get to him soon enough.
I mean, in fairness, that caller did hang on a really long time.
He did, and I... Yeah.
But they can give us a call back. 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776.
Yep, that is the
Canty. Hang on, hold some more.
That is Gary in Miami is up and ready to go. Gary, not enough O's and smooth for this introduction for you, but how you doing, bud?
Hey, I'm doing all right. So I got a 28-year retired military career. I was a fighter pilot dude. And I work around a lot of high-performance stress environments and people that work in those environments, all disciplines. So you got to understand, this Tom Brady thing is almost laughable. I've had guys who, you know, going through divorce proceedings, you know, going through court-ordered separations, and go out and fly a four-plane strike mission and come back. The ability for high-performance folks who perform in that environment over and over, stress-filled, to compartmentalize is really missed amongst most of the population. We're talking about, like, the top 1% of people in the world that do these types of jobs. And I'm talking about, you know, your surgeons, your engineers, like your nuke engineers, people who not only deal with life and death, but also deal in an environment that they may not feel the repercussions of a mistake, but it will affect their performance and job. And they're also perfectionists. So Tom, unless it's health or death with his family, he's coming back to work. He's got the iPad on vacation or in the bathroom, telling him what plays to put together. And as soon as he steps on the field, there's a wall that's put up. So this is completely laughable, and I almost think it's comical that folks who don't work in high-performance and stress environments can't see that. It's a switch that's turned on, and you know what also...
Okay, listen, I get that, and I respect your opinion on it. That's 100% true, and I thank you for the call. All I'm saying is not everybody can do it. We think Tom can. Tom's done a lot, okay? And I get why... I even look at myself like you can be an idiot for doing this, but I'm sorry, the guy sounds different. It sounds different than he usually does.
He does sound different. I think that's what's throwing you off, is that it's not just you're hearing the rumors, but yeah, you're almost seeing or hearing the effects of them on him, and I think that's what's concerning you.
It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, and on your smart speaker, Amber Wilson in for Canty. And notice that on that list of quarterbacks that were on their rookie deal, one guy that we did not necessarily believe in, Trey Lance. We're going to tell you why in just moments. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you miss Canty and Carlin?
Breaking news on quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo from ESPN's Adam Schefter. He and the 49ers have agreed to a restructured one-year deal that keeps him in San Francisco this season. The deal contains no trade and no tag clauses. Jimmy G's got the freedom to leave in 2023.
Now he will stay there as the number two in San Francisco. He will be the number two quarterback behind Trey Lance under a rework contract that frees cap room for the 49ers.
Jimmy G's back. Trey Lance is starting. The question is really for how long? It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus. Amber Wilson filling in for Canty on his honeymoon. He'll be back next week. And we were stunned when we got that news last week. We were on the air on this show when it came down that Jimmy G was re-signing in San Francisco. And in the middle of the week, Amber, I looked at the schedule and I thought, this is, to me, I thought it was horrible news for Trey Lance. I do believe that it got to a number where the 49ers almost had to make it happen, especially if he was willing to come back and not go somewhere to be a starter. But it got to the point for Trey Lance where they needed that insurance policy in case he's not playing well. So I said, if you'll remember, first six games of the year, relatively soft for the 49ers. If he's not playing well, week seven, Garoppolo.
Well, of course, yeah. Right? Because if Trey Lance stumbles against Chicago and Seattle and Carolina and Atlanta, then you're absolutely going to be setting yourself up for failure as the season rolls on. This is a 49ers team with expectations, Garland. This is a 49ers team not just trying to make a postseason, but trying to make a postseason run and one that believes it can, if not for the quarterback position. And so, yeah, like you're going to have the guy sitting behind Trey Lance, who you know can get it done, who you know can win you an NFC championship, who you know can get you to a Super Bowl. And that's more than you know about that other guy who you've chosen to start over him. That temptation is going to be way too great when you get to that Chiefs game.
I was reading Peter King's Football Morning in America column that came out every Monday, as it does. And Peter's making all of his predictions for the season. And among the quarterback changes, same thing. Week seven, Garoppolo for Trey Lance, getting ready to face Kansas City. And if you look at what they have after week six, it is a gauntlet that the 49ers are going to have to run if they're going to have a chance to make the playoffs, let alone win the NFC West. What really is going to be intriguing here is how it plays out for Lance. Considering everything they gave up to get him, I mean, John Lynch gave up three first-round picks plus to move up to that number three spot to draft him. And at first, the thought process was, well, maybe they didn't do it to draft him. Remember, leading up to the draft, it was, well, maybe they did it to draft Mac Jones, and then it kind of changed right before we got there. I'll tell you what, Trey Lance, there is a ton of pressure on this guy. I mean, it was bad enough before when they were just handing him the job and say, here you go, and they were willing to do it without a net. But when you basically say, what we've seen here in training camp, maybe it's not so bad to keep around the guy that we forcibly kept away from the team because we don't have that much confidence in Lance.
And what is it going to do for this team moving forward, too? I mean, if you go to Jimmy in week seven and then he carries you through the rest of the season, you have success with him, and then are you still letting him walk? At the end of the season, are you still trading him away during the season if that's how things start looking? And so then what does that mean? Then what did you trade everything away for? Are you giving Trey Lance an opportunity to develop with this situation, the temptation with Garoppolo sitting right there? That's why you and I hated this for the 49ers, that this is the position that they put themselves in, because that temptation is going to be so strong, and it has a lot to do with the way the schedule plays out.
We're going to continue this conversation in moments, and Peter King will join us on the show tomorrow. Very much looking forward to that. It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio and on your smart speaker. Amber Wilson is in for Canty. Up next, the first of our previews of all the divisions in football this week. With the start of the season coming up, we will start in the AFC East in just moments, right after Amber has this from our friends at FanDuel.
Kick off football season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Join today to get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Just sign up with promo code PLAY to get in on the action. You can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with the same game parlay. Don't fumble your chance to get $150 in free bets. Win or lose with promo code PLAY. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports book partner of the NFL.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Yo, check this out from Canty and Carlin.
If Trey Lance loses the job, I'm not 100% convinced that Jimmy Garoppolo can absolutely take the 49ers to where they need to go. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on ESPN Plus, we are brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson, she's in for Canty this week. We were talking about this because Peter Kenning had it yesterday, something we were talking about last week, that if Garoppolo is back and you look at the first six games of the year for the 49ers, Garoppolo, there's a strong chance, could be the quarterback by week seven if Trey Lance is not playing well. But the bigger question at that point is, Amber, we've seen them win before with Garoppolo, but could the 49ers still win with Jimmy when you consider how hard that schedule is? And we do know what his limitations are there.
He's got some limitations. I feel like his biggest limitation, though, is his durability, right? Because in Kyle Shanahan's system, what we've seen, Chris, in the past, is Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to be Patrick Mahomes, right? Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't have to be Tom Brady in that system. Jimmy Garoppolo just has to be sort of a game-managing, viable quarterback, and that he can be. The problem with Garoppolo has traditionally been his health. I mean, the only reason the 49ers wanted to move on from him, I think, was durability concerns and then also the price tag. And those are two things that led them to Trey Lance, not because they can't win with Garoppolo. They've obviously been winning with Garoppolo. Now, I know there's some question about whether he can actually win the Super Bowl, right? Like, he can get you there. Can he actually get you over that hump? I have no idea if Trey Lance can do that either, though. I mean, I hear these 49ers fans saying, like, that's why we drafted Trey. It's like, okay. I mean, he hardly played much starting football at North Dakota State, and I've seen him throw 71 passes in the National Football League. I have no idea if Trey Lance can win any more than Jimmy Garoppolo can win. I at least know what I'm getting with Garoppolo, and I think that's what the temptation is going to be for that coaching staff.
One of the other pieces that Peter brought up in quarterback changes this year was in relation to the Steelers, that at some point in the middle of the year, probably in mid-October, that's when Kenny Pickett will take over for Mitch Trubisky. Now, what was interesting is that Pickett was actually initially listed as the third quarterback on the Steelers' depth chart. Mike Tomlin said that was a, quote, clerical error on their part. But here is Tomlin officially naming Mitch Trubisky their starting quarterback for week one.
As you guys have seen, because of the release of our depth chart, Mitch Trubisky is our starting quarterback and our captain. Man, we're just really comfortable with what Mitch has shown us. He's a guy that came to us with franchise quarterback experience, if you will. He's comfortable in those shoes. He's been the focal point of a football team and an organization before. He's had success in doing so. Like I mentioned, when we acquired him, he took the Bears to the playoffs 2 out of 4 years. He has a winning record as a starting quarterback. Those things were attractive to us. His athleticism and mobility were attractive to us. He took care of the football in stadium. All our quarterbacks did, and I think I'd be remiss if I didn't say that. It's good to come to decisions based on what people are doing as opposed to what people are not doing.
You know what, though, Amber? You know why Mitch Trubisky's starting? Because it's a smart thing to do when you have a bad offensive line. There's no reason to rush a rookie quarterback out there in Kenny Pickett when he could be running for his life early. Mitch Trubisky has run for his life before, just to put it bluntly. And you heard Tomlin in there mention, you know, his mobility. That's all great. I hate to put it this way, though. You'd rather see Mitch Trubisky, where you have a very short-term commitment to him, as the guy that has to be out there behind that offensive line, rather than putting Pickett out there too soon for fear of injury.
There's the fear of injury. All three of these quarterbacks that they have are mobile, and certainly compared to what we saw from Ben Roethlisberger last season. So that's going to be a huge advantage, obviously, for Pittsburgh. Frankly, either of these guys, whoever they had named, would have given them some mobility. But I'm with you. I think part of it is that you're running a risk if you start the rook in terms of your entire future. They brought in Mitchell Trubisky to be the starter this season. They didn't necessarily bring in Mitchell Trubisky because they were completely convinced, though, Chris, that he was the answer in the long term for them. If they were convinced of that, they wouldn't have ever drafted Kenny Pickett to begin with. And so I always say you can go from the vet to the rookie. You can't go from the rookie to the vet. Like that's what gets so complicated, or the young quarterback to the veteran quarterback. We were just talking about the situation in San Francisco. That's what's going to end up getting so complicated out there is if they try to play that game. It would be a similar situation here. If you roll out Kenny Pickett, and because he is running for his life, or just because the moment's too big for him, or for whatever reason, he doesn't look like how he has looked in the preseason, then what do you do? Now are you going to Mitchell Trubisky? You know, it's a much easier transition if you're going from Trubisky to Pickett than the other way around. So I think that factors into this.
There's something that you used to be able to do that I don't know if you can do it as much anymore. And that is, once you make the move to the rookie quarterback, if things are not going well and he just looks overwhelmed, that you can take him and say, all right, listen, sit back for a week or two. Watch what's going on. We'll get you back in there in a few weeks. This game has to slow down for you. I think with the Steelers, once they hand it over to Pickett, that's it, unless it's injury. Because they view this as a guy that they have a bright future with, because otherwise, aside from Trubisky, with his shallow as the quarterback draft was this past year, they wouldn't have taken him if they didn't believe in him. And look where they took him, in the middle of the round. It wasn't like it was, you know, first overall, and then you didn't see Malik Willis go until the third round. So that's how bad it was. They definitely believe in him, and I don't think they want to get him killed, frankly. I think they'd much rather have Trubisky out there, who, yes, is a veteran, who, yes, can move around, but also, just a reality of the game, they don't have a large commitment to him.
Yeah, $14 million, 2 years. I mean, the thing is, if Trubisky like turned into something, like if he actually did revitalize his career holding a clipboard for Josh Allen, then also that could present a good problem for Pittsburgh to have, right? I mean, maybe Trubisky ends up being better than we all expected. It was crazy to watch the preseason for this team. All three of these quarterbacks, even Mason Rudolph, looked good in the preseason for the Steelers team. This is your team, Carlin. Are you excited at all about Mitch under center in the beginning of the season? Do you believe in it at all? I mean, do you believe in it at all? Like, has this preseason changed your mind at all about Trubisky, or are you going to be chomping at the bit wanting them to make an appearance here with Kenny Pickett?
The Steelers are going to have their first losing record under Mike Tomlin.
Wow.
That's how I feel about it. And it's not necessarily that it's bad, but they're just due for it when they have had the answer at quarterback for as long as they have. I mean, look, when they've been able to do it, they've been fortunate. Let's call it what it is. I mean, they ran through it a couple of years ago with Mason Rudolph and such, and like that was dicey at best. Their defense is one that has the most resources put into it financially than any other defense in the league. If they're going to win this year, it's going to be because of that. But I don't trust the quarterback situation enough. But more importantly, don't trust the guys who are blocking for them enough to not have a losing season. That line is absolutely awful. They took Kendrick Green high last year in like the third round. He hasn't done anything really. So they thought he could, you know, step in and be a guard or be a center after Pouncey retired. Long story short, yeah, I don't see it this year. I don't see it this year. I think they're due. They're due for one of those seasons. It's Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Amber Wilson is in for Canty. In just moments, we've got our AFC East preview that we promised you. One of those teams opens up the season Thursday night as a favorite on the road, and they are a favorite to get to Arizona and the Super Bowl at the end of the year. But what about the New England Patriots? Is it actually possible they can finish last in the division? We'll explain why it is. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You can't miss Canty and Carlin, pound for pound, the biggest show on ESPN Radio.
Little over 48 hours away, NFL season starts. We couldn't be more ready for it if we tried. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, also on the ESPN app and on Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Chris Carlin, Amber Wilson. Amber is in for Canty. Each day this week, we will preview two of the divisions in the NFL as we get set for the start of the season. Thursday night, yes, and then, of course, the full slate on Sunday. So with the two Thursday night opponents being from the NFC West and the AFC East, that is where we're going to start today, and we begin in the AFC East. Amber, everybody and their mother expects the Bills to win the division, and they should, because I don't see any scenario, unless Josh Allen was to get hurt, God forbid, that the Buffalo Bills aren't an absolute lockadini to win the AFC East at this point. I think the biggest question here is, what does everybody else in this division do? Am I wrong to say that?
I want to tell you you're wrong as a Dolphins fan, but you're not wrong, Chris Carlin. There's no reason to believe that any of these three teams are going to challenge the Buffalo Bills. It will be a huge disappointment if the Bills don't win this division for the Bills. I mean, that is absolutely where the expectation should be for this Buffalo team. I do think it gets a little bit more confusing after that. Now, I'm going to go with the homer pick. I am going to say that the Dolphins finish better than this Patriots team or this Jets team. Maybe it's crazy to say when the Patriots are sitting in the same division, but we know how much improvement the Dolphins made in terms of offseason moves. They gave Tua a reason to succeed. They gave him the protection, beefed up that line. It's still not going to be an amazing O-line, but they did bring in Teron Armstead and did what they could there. Obviously, we know about the weapons with Tyreek Hill, the fastest wide receiving core in the league with Waddle, and we know about the help in the backfield as well. This was already an elite defense. They were able to retain the defensive coordinators, even with the departure of Brian Flores at that head coaching position. I don't know if Mike McDaniel is going to be a good head coach, but I feel like this Dolphins team is on a better trajectory than this Patriots team. Am I crazy?
No, you're not crazy. The Dolphins are better than the Patriots. Let's stay with the Dolphins for a second here. They've done an awful lot of good here. They really have. I love everything they've done. The Armstead move is fantastic. Once Byron Jones is good, like, they're going to have a pretty good pair of corners with him and Xavier Howard, right? Mm-hmm. Once you have everything in place on that side of the ball, there's only one reason that they wouldn't be good, and you know what that reason is. And he wears number one, and that is the quarterback. That is Tua. He's either the guy or he isn't the guy. And I'm here to tell you, I don't think he's the guy.
Well, you set me up. You buttered me up. That whole speech.
I did.
You buttered me up, and then you let me down there at the end. What do you mean? You just said that this Dolphins
Amber, you know what I
so
can't perfect? Stand? When people get too wrapped up in the preseason. And, you know, I've seen tweets and all kinds of comments and Tyreek Hill's personal PR campaign that he has put on for Tua Tagovailoa. Everybody's discussing how much he's just whipping it all over the lot, and this is going to be an unbelievable season, and his arm strength is so much better. Okay, I'll believe it when I see it, but I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. And I don't think Tua is a guy that ultimately is going to be able to be a quarterback to win in Miami.
Does he have to be, though, the guy in a system that should be akin to Kyle Shanahan's system, right? With McDaniel, like, does he have to be the guy?
At some point, you have to be able to threaten down the field.
But it's what we were talking about with Garoppolo earlier, right?
Yeah. Like,
they can get to a Super Bowl in San Francisco with Garoppolo at the helm. I mean, we don't need
Garoppolo to be the Dolphins are not the 49ers with how good. The Dolphins' defense is not bad. Don't get me wrong.
The Dolphins' defense is very good. I mean, yes. I think X is the best corner in the league. Like,
but I don't think it's on the same level as the 49ers. I don't think it's on the same levels. You got a little homer right there. But let's get to the Patriots part of this, because that is even more intriguing to me. I think this is going to be a 7-6 win season for the Patriots. I think this is the end. This is the end. The dynasty, which has been crumbling for a few years, is going to completely fall apart this year.
Didn't we already see the end when Tom Brady left? I feel like this was already the end. It's just taken us all a few years to actually believe it, right?
Yeah, but the king is still there, you know?
Right. Well, I think that's why it's taken us a few years to kind of settle in to this idea that the Patriots' run really was over when, you know, that greatest quarterback of all time left.
Right, but they were still in the playoffs. Like, they never hit that official full-on rebuild.
And I still don't think that they're there. I mean, I still don't think that this is going to be like a full, like, we're still talking Belichick, right? And even Mac Jones. I mean, we're talking about a quarterback who made a Pro Bowl in his rookie season. Like, I don't know if, you know, this team isn't.
Air quotes, made a Pro Bowl. I mean.
Well, he was there. He made it.
I guess technically he was there, yes.
But I mean, part of the reason he was there is because of the way that they were able to hide his deficiencies towards the end of the season, because this was a very good coaching staff. Now, obviously, you don't have Josh McDaniel anymore as the OC. They don't even have an OC, but you still have Bill.
I want to make this very clear. I'm not a Jet fan. I'm not. The Jets are going to finish with a better record than the New England Patriots.
Wow.
That's what I said. That's a scorcher right
there.
That
is a scorcher.
That is a scorcher.
But you don't believe in Zach Wilson.
I said I don't know about Zach Wilson. I didn't say I don't believe in him. Okay. I don't know. But I know that the rest of the talent on that team is a whole lot better. I really believe in that. And even though they don't have Mekhi Becton, I still feel like their offensive line has improved. A lot of weapons on that offense all of a sudden. So if it's Flacco, I at least think he can navigate you through a few games and play all right. I'm betting against the Patriots here.
Dangerous game.
It may not be the brightest bulb in the tree.
Check out Canty and Carlin weekdays on ESPN Radio and on ESPN Plus.